Big Tipper.
That's Norman Martin, he's a big tipper. Let him survive.
You're up, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, update and overview. We have gone through all of the county budgets and all the county funds. We tentatively approved every budget with the exception of what remains in the general fund in the way of transfers. And somewhat, you've already tentatively approved those transfers, because when you approve the funds that the transfers go to, you kind of de facto approve those transfers. But we will need to approve the transfers from the general fund. We will also need to approve the contingency and unappropriated any fund balance. So those are the three remaining items on your agenda. Overall, we've had only one unfunded list item, and that was 2.0 FTE for corrections deputies. I would recommend that the body not take that up today and wait until you know the results of the levy before you consider that. Obviously, if the levy passes, you most likely won't consider that. And if it doesn't pass, I'm sure we may talk about more than just that. So, but that would be my suggestion. Again, it's up to the committee to decide on that or not. And then the one thing we had that we added yesterday to the callback items was to let you know how the CASA transition is playing out in the May hearings. I talked to the DA a little more yesterday and told him we needed to get on that. So we will be working on that starting next week. So those are the things that I have on my list. And other than that, I'm ready to move forward with the transfers, contingency, and unappropriated any fund balance.
I don't understand what you just said. Did you just say that the district attorney is going to come in and talk about that today?
No. He and I talked to him yesterday about it. He and I will be meeting next week to begin that transition and talking with them and sitting down with them.
So during those talks, there'll be the fact that this gentleman that came to visit us yesterday thinks that they're going to be located in this building?
Hopefully, I know I've never made that statement to him, but I can't guarantee that no one else has. But there is no room in this facility, and there's very little room anywhere in county facilities. So my suggestion to them will be to find outside rental space, but where, how much, and all that, we'll have to work on that. Like I said, to completely transition CASA out is probably going to be an impact to the county for a while, and then you set a glide path of weaning them off county resources, and then they stand on their own. I mean, that's probably the best case scenario. I don't think they can stand on their own with their existing funding as it is. But we should have something much better detailed come May for you to hear. Yeah. All righty, in your budget books, under non-departmental tab on page 4 is in the middle of that page is transfers to other funds from the general fund. Non-departmental between community development and parks. On page 4, in the middle of the page, you have the transfers. The general fund transfers five different funds, the first being public works fund. And the amount for that is being proposed at $80,000. When I talked about this, I probably said, let you know that number will probably be reduced in May when I make the adjustments, because projected revenues for that transfer are around $25,000 to $30,000. I also stated that their beginning fund balance will probably be more, so it may be a net push, but there will be adjustments probably to both of those items. But that is one of the transfers. The other is $60,000 to dog control fund, and that's up from the previous year, and we talked about that. The transfer to Marine Patrol Fund, those are for items that the state marine funds do not pay for. Then you have the transfer to Public Health Fund at $215,000, and then you have the transfer to the Juvenile Fund of $800,000, and that already includes the $100,000 additional from the operating levy. If that fails, when I come back before you on May 20th, that number would be reduced down to $700,000 without the passage of the operating levy. So as proposed in the budgets that you've gone through this week, you have $1,160,000 of transfers, and I would recommend that you tentatively approve those in that amount.
Questions or comments?
You just said it's easier to take money out of these later than it is to put money back in, so.
You can do either in this case. The only thing that I had a concern about with the operating levy was if we didn't put it in, that was going to drive us over a percentage threshold that required you to come back to talk about adding that. So once it's in, to delete, motions to delete are always in order. We are capped at certain things because of authorization or appropriation levels. With the appropriations in here, it's easy to reduce. But if appropriations go above 10% of what you tentatively approve, then or approve, then I have to bring you back for a supplemental budget. So I try to get it in there.
Move to tentatively approve the transfers in the amount of $1,160,000.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the transfers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
The next item is the fund operating contingency. This is the contingency for the general fund. It's being proposed at $1,753,833. That is approximately $137,000 more than we adopted at this time 9 months ago. So that's a positive fiscal item. You know, people ask the question, well, what's the appropriate contingency? I don't know if there's a right answer. Most fiscal people would say, you know, fund this size, you want a minimum of 10% and probably a maximum of 15%. So we're a little below 10% if you include the levy. If the levy doesn't pass, then you're a little above 10%. So you're right around where you need to be. Obviously, you really don't need much contingency for the operating levy, because that's certain money. If it is approved, you're not fearful that you won't get the revenues, and at least in year one, you're almost guaranteed you're not going to expend the amounts that you receive either. So we will adjust and balance that contingency as we move forward, but right now it's proposed at 1,753,833. Things that could affect that number, we talked about elected official salaries are currently at the status quo rate. We'll be discussing that on May 20th. Other things that could affect that are if we lose some of the revenues that I had projected, we may reduce your contingency by a like amount. Other things that could increase it is if I underestimated some revenues, that could push that contingency up, or give you flexibility to fund other things. But, you know, we do have labor negotiations on. There's minor built-in numbers for that, and not if you get big salary increases or we were forced to get big salary increases. I don't anticipate that, but you know, those are things that affect your contingency, let alone the unknowns that could happen between now and whenever. So.
Questions, concerns?
I move that we tentatively approve the
operating contingency fund of $1,753,833.
Been moved by Commissioner Ainsworth, second by Mr. Lawson, to approve the operating contingency fund. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose?
And then the last is your unappropriated annual fund balance. This has been budgeted this way for as long as I can remember, at $300,000. That just guaranteed, that money is untouchable, essentially. There are certain rules now. If you had a declared disaster that exceeded X, then you can't tap that. But these are monies you can't use for appropriations, period. That's the unappropriated title to it. So it's money we have, but you can't, no one can touch it once it's put into that pot. So it's kind of a guarantee that you have $300,000. $300,000 used to mean something. It doesn't mean much anymore. I'd like to say it does. But if that was all you had left in the bank at the end of the fiscal year, we'd be in severe fiscal crisis. So, and not be able to meet our payroll and
monthly expenses. But it just measures part of the beginning fund balance for the following year.
Yeah, yep. It just rolls into that. So,
I've probably asked this before, but is that number a formulaic number based on something the state of Oregon says the subdivisions have to have?
Nothing.
So where does that, no formula, no just pie in the sky, pick a number?
That way forever.
Okay.
You know, in reality, it's more ceremonial than anything.
Yeah, I call it the funeral fund, really.
You know, you could eliminate the unappropriated annual fund balance. You could put it all into your contingency. I mean, if you look at the two together, you know, that's one way of looking at your contingency, except you can't touch that $300,000.
Unless some disaster happens.
Yeah, and it has to be declared, and it has to be declared by more than the Board of Commissioners, I believe. But it used to be you couldn't touch it, period. Even if you had to declare bankruptcy, you couldn't touch that money. But now there have some special provisions for that, but you know, you could eliminate it. I don't know how many people do that anymore. I may ask that question just to see how many are doing it. You do have when you have a lot of funds that are like sinking funds, or you know, big funds in cities for sewer and water, and those,
you have to have those reserves.
They lock those up and guarantee them, and so it doesn't give anyone the flexibility to tap them. But this is more ceremonial than anything.
Well, so I'm just going to suggest that we absolutely do look at that. So for me, that number, if it's just based on tradition, it probably is time for us to have a real serious talk about it. What's the value of it? If it doesn't mean anything legally, you know, in an audit world, then I guess we really do need to talk about why is it there, or why is it at that value. And we don't have any problem with having that. Again, it's kind of like the last breath fund. It's not really going to buy anything.
No, it's not.
So why is it sitting there tied up all the time?
Greg, can I add something?
Yeah.
Theoretically, the unappropriated ending fund balance is what a governmental entity would use to fund operations before your taxes come in. And in our case, this wouldn't be enough. But if you were going to do it by formula, that's what you would say. How much do we need before our revenue comes in? Yeah.
Ideally, if we had lots of money, you would try to secure enough beginning fund balance for the next year that gives you the operational until your funding sources came in. If you're on an equal monthly funding source, you don't need as much. In our case, a majority of our funding comes in October, end of October, first of November. So we have to carry 3.5 months of operations, and some of those operations get spiked expenses, i.e. your public works fund spends a lot of money in August and then catches up throughout the year. So you would need to have a large chunk of money on hand and unappropriated, but we don't have that luxury, so it's more...
Yeah, you like lock up the whole thing.
Yeah, ceremonial than anything else.
And just to finish that thought, what Linda, what is our cost for the, for borrowing the money in the pool to get us through that gap?
We don't do that anymore. We only did it the one year.
Yeah, and that was from a local bank, so we don't need to do that.
That cost us about $12,000 or $15,000, I think.
Correct.
But we didn't have to borrow this last year. We had to borrow the year before, and that's the first time we've had to borrow. And we got close another year. And this year, you won't be close.
Yes, we're fine.
Partly because of behavioral health.
No, that's right.
More than partly.
Yeah.
I move that we tentatively approve the unappropriated ending fund balance of $300,000.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Ainsworth, second by Mr. Wells. The unappropriated ending fund balance, all in favor, say aye.
Well, with that, you tentatively approved everything in the county budget. You can talk about the two FTE in the jail if you wish, or you can delay that till May, or we can talk about anything else you want.
Mr. Seems reasonable to wait and talk about it later, because we don't know, there might be changes in some of these transfers, for example, the one to Public Works.
Yep.
So that'll help us know whether we should talk about one or two or zero.
If you don't remember what you tentatively approved, I'll show on a list. I will make adjustments when we meet back up in May, if there are adjustments to be made, when we have better information on funding across the river and those kind of things. Marty, for example, will know the slice of the pie for 1145. We probably won't know the size, but if that slice really shrinks, then we will have some discussions. If it doesn't shrink, we may have more money. So there will be a lot of adjustments that are made. Sometimes they're very little, but there's more adjustments when they're in session across the river. Mm-hmm. Now they're in session all the time, but it used to be one year with very little adjustments. Yeah. And then the next year was like, we don't know what we're getting, but let's try to figure it out. So that's how I usually do it, bringing back to those adjustments. The other thing we will talk about, like I said, is elected salaries.
Is that appropriate for everybody? Let's do that. We'll be able to put that stuff together and bring it back to us.
I'll do some research on an unappropriated ending fund balance too, just to find out if
anyone's
doing that anymore.
Should we even be done, or should we do something else? So.
Almost sounds like we should be raising it over time. I mean,
if it's important,
to be there for what we really need for carryover, then we should start adding to it each year for 20 years.
Linda said it's locked up. You can't use it if you.
But it pays for taxes next year while we wait for taxes to come in between July and October. So if that's the design for it,
That's the theory behind it. Yeah. But it doesn't meet the theory anymore.
So well, clearly not.
My thought is that, like I said, it's more ceremonial than anything else. It's not reality based anymore.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's, you do the research.
Okay.
Bring it back to the committee. Anything else?
Nope. I thank you for your participation. And
that's what I was going to say. I appreciate you guys' dedicated time here for all the folks in the county. I know that you guys have a lot of important stuff that you could be doing. So, Norbert, I want to thank you, Blair, and Brent. First, I want to thank you for your dedication here to the county and going through this process. And after we're done, have a donut, because my phone went off yesterday, so that's the penalty.
Okay.
So if you're all done, we recess until May 20th.
May 20th, you want to set a time?
We usually starts after the board meeting. It's usually around 9:15 or 9:30.
Don't we have something scheduled for that thing? Yeah, 11 o'clock is probably going to be better.
Doing it that late?
Well, it could be a big public hearing.
Unless you want to just do 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Unless we do 1 o'clock.
Good, doesn't matter to me. I plan on being here.
Let's do it 11 then, and do it at, just have to start the conversation then, the 20.
So 11?
Yep.
Commissioners are late, that's fine, but it's.
We'll start. It usually starts out with the conversation committee.
Yeah, we'll do the conversation stuff, and then.